From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the flooding in Pakistan is a disaster like none he's ever seen. After surveying the devastation, he urged donor nations to rush in more aid.
The people of Pakistan need food, emergency shelters, medicines, clean water. We are all deeply concerned about the spread of waterborne diseases.
Cholera has been confirmed in one village in the Swat Valley. The Shrine of Lourdes has reopened after a bomb scare forced police to evacuate some 30,000 pilgrims. Eleanor Beardsley says the shrine in southwest France was packed for one of the holiest days on the Catholic calendar.
The bomb threat came about 11 a.m. local time when an unknown caller told police that a succession of blasts would take place at the site. Police immediately evacuated around 30,000 people who had come to attend Assumption Day services. Though the specified time passed without any explosion, police say it is still premature to know whether the warning was a prank call or a real threat. The shrine was reopened when bomb disposal experts found no explosives. The Lourdes Shrine is where the Virgin Mary is said to have appeared to a young French girl in the 19th century. According to the shrine's website, since that sighting, a total of 67 confirmed miracle healings have taken place at Lourdes. Millions of pilgrims flock to Lourdes every year. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
An investigation is being conducted to determine the circumstances surrounding the apparent suicide of the former med student charged with killing a woman he met through Craigslist. NPR's Allison Key says Philip Markoff was set to go to trial in March.
Philip Markoff, a 24-year-old former Boston University student, was found dead in his jail cell. The Suffolk County, Massachusetts Sheriff's Office says he was alone in his cell, and the evidence collected so far indicates that he took his own life. Officials declined to offer further details, saying an investigation is ongoing. Markoff was charged with murdering a masseuse who advertised on Craigslist and robbing another, both at fancy Boston hotels. He had also been charged in connection with an attempted robbery of a dancer in Rhode Island. When Markoff was arrested in April of 2009, he was a med student engaged to be married, whose friends described him as an all-American guy. Prosecutors say Markoff bludgeoned one of his victims before shooting her three times. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Charges have been dropped against the 25-year-old man arrested in the shooting murders of four people outside a Buffalo restaurant. Prosecutors aren't sure if Keith Johnson was the gunman. And a huge disappointment for golfer Dustin Woods in the final round of the PGA Championship in Wisconsin today. He was 7 feet away from winning the tournament, but minutes later he was slapped with a two-shot penalty for grounding his club or improperly touching the sand of a bunker, which caused him to miss a playoff. This is NPR. It looks like the driver whose truck plowed into a crowd of spectators at a race in California's Mojave Desert will not face charges. Eight people were killed and 12 injured, but authorities say alcohol was not involved and there are no plans to arrest Brett Sloppy. North Korea is warning of a merciless military response to more upcoming war games between South Korea and the United States. From Seoul, Dwali Saukow-Tao reports the two-week-long military exercises begin tomorrow.
The North's state-controlled media quotes a general staff of the Korean People's Army as saying the reaction by the North's military to the annual exercises will be the worst punishment anyone has ever experienced. The North has been threatening military retaliation ever since Seoul blamed Pyongyang for sinking one of its warships and killing 46 South Korean sailors back in March. Pyongyang views the training as military aggression against the isolated state, but U.S. and South Korean defense officials say the exercises are designed to improve the alliance's ability to defend the South from potential provocations. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
The Associated Press reports two arrests have been made in the robbery of four commercial ships near the port of Basra in Iraq. One American ship was targeted. Authorities say the two armed men got computers, cell phones, and money from the crew. Tea Party activists are gathered in a remote area of the Arizona desert near the Mexico border to show their support for the state's controversial new immigration law. A federal judge put much of the law on hold. Tough-talking Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio is among those scheduled to speak at the event. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.